If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
When you have just the worst, crappiest night of sleep. This isn't complaining, but I'm just curious, like, how do people get over a bad night of sleep? I know last night, went to bed at like 2, slept on and off for a few hours, and then I wanted to wake up this morning just motivated, amped, ready to go. Just like every other day, you know, and you see all the, in air quotes, hustlers out there that never take a break. It is currently 10 o'clock, and I'm just about to get into the office because I have to hop in a meeting. Ugh. That's real life. I sat there and I wanted to get out of bed so many times this morning. I was going to roll out, get going. I got out like 3 times and then hop back in. I sat there, read emails, really didn't do anything worth my time at all. Huge waste of 3 hours. Disappointing. But at least everyone knows that I'm human. Not that anyone thought differently because I haven't done anything in my life. So, wow. This is a deep sadness. Not really, but... ooh, I cannot imagine getting this late of a start to my day every day. And if you do the whole late start thing and enjoy being in bed all day, please hit me up. Let me know how you do it because I just feel like my whole day is off now. And I'm going to have to figure out how to get it back.
Internship meeting this morning. Big shout out to Cassidy and Sam. They're great. They're working hard. They're doing their best on the Master of the Start social media content. Big thing, I kind of hope they both listen to this, and I brought this up today. They're getting crippled by the idea of how perfect the content has to be, and they actually questioned if they should focus more on high quality content or more content. And easily my response would be more content and providing more free value for people. And that was a hard thing for them to wrap their head around, I think, at first, because in today's marketing world, in today's constant marketing classes, they only focus on how high quality the content is, and they really focus on making sure everything's perfect before they push it out to the world. And that needs to change. You need to focus on content. Just get it out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. Perfection cripples people. And then they fail to do it. They just fail to post. Just wanted to give a big shout out to all the people that are actually following through with their calendar meetings. If you want to be a leader, and I think if you want to actually lead a company, you have to put in the time and you have to show up to the meetings that you don't even want to show up to. Or if you're not quite feeling it, you can't just decide one day that you don't want to show up. The reason I'm bringing this up, and I hope he listens to this, it's a doctor in Minnesota here, and he's reached out multiple times to meet with me, and I've given him time. This is the third time that I've come and made sure I set up a meeting with him, because I'm doing him a favor, and he didn't follow through. For the third time, he didn't follow through. Didn't let me know that he wanted to cancel the meeting, nothing. Just kind of pushed me aside, and I'm okay with that. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings,
But the thing that makes me feel bad is he has employees, and every single time he does that as the CEO of his company, he's hurting the reputation of not only him, but also his employees and his company. So I probably personally, because I don't have the time, it's unlikely I will give him another chance. Like, he missed out. So he missed out because he couldn't follow through on the different calendar appointments that he made. He overcommitted, or he just decided that I wasn't worth it, and I'm okay with that. But I likely won't give him a chance again because I don't want to go into business with somebody that leaves people out to dry, doesn't respect their time. So sorry that we couldn't make something work. I feel bad about it. I also feel bad that I won't be able to work with the good people within his company. But that's just a real lesson. If you're going to lead people and you're going to be a leader, not everything's convenient. And you need to just follow through day after day. You need to bring that energy every moment. And you need to be a good example for not only the people within your company, but also the people you meet with every day. It's real life here. It's getting late. Super tired. And this is the part of running a business or being an entrepreneur or pushing yourself to your limits that kind of suck. Getting down to the end of the week, it's Friday. Feeling it, baby, feeling it. But you can't stop. If you know what you want, you just can't stop. And that's why you grind every day. You just keep on going. You just stay focused, even when everyone's out having fun. Even when everyone's gone. I mean, look at this, baby, look at this. I'm at University of St. Thomas tonight. How many people are out there? Not many people. It's just all alone. But that's sweet. When you start putting it in words and you're the only one up working, and you know that you're getting that little extra edge on people, it can make you pumped. Actually, it can be motivating. You just put in the tunes, stay focused, and you just keep grinding.
11 o'clock, 11:30. Just finished a nice little workout, going home early on a Friday night. Going to relax, see the wife a little bit. Oh, good news, getting a haircut tomorrow. Pumped about that, now that we're just updating you on everything. But what I was gonna say, or what I really wanted to bring up, is you need to surround yourself with people that make you happy. And even people that are insanely close to you can sometimes be the people that bring you down. Maybe they ruin your mood a little bit, they make you less productive, whatever it might be. And I wasn't sure if I was gonna share this, but this evening I really thought about somebody that means a lot to me, but recently I've just been changing some of my daily actions to either talk to them. I've been changing some of my plans to make things work for them, and they haven't been following through. And really, talking to them or receiving text messages from them hasn't exactly enhanced my productivity, hasn't exactly enhanced my life, hasn't enhanced my happiness recently. So this is going to be absurd. I'm sure I'm going to get some pushback on this, but I actually blocked them tonight on my phone just for a small amount of time, just so I don't need to have that in my life necessarily right now. And I'm really interested to see how that really helps my thinking, helps my productivity, and really makes it so I don't even look at my phone or look at a text that pops up on my computer. So I know that's extreme, and I don't recommend that for everyone, but really the point of it is you need to block out things that are really holding you back. And unfortunately, that specific thing is holding me back a little bit at this moment, so I need to block it out until I can mentally do a better job of not allowing it to hold me back.